Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show. This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1563, Once Upon a Time, by Kat Medina of katmedina.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to ORD. I'm your host, Greg Audino, and I am here every single day to narrate some of the best relationship content we can find online. I share relationship tips that cover parenting and dating, breakup recovery, and a lot more. And this time, we'll be walking down memory lane with Kat Medina as she reflects on her journey to a relationship filled with growth and gratitude. Let's hear it from Kat herself as we optimize your life. Once Upon a Time by Kat Medina of katmedina.com. This week, my husband and I celebrate our 15th/3rd anniversary. To kickstart this post, let's take a little walk down memory lane. Once upon a time, a strapping young man who was 3 Mike's Hard cranberry beverages to the wind was dressed in a cow costume to introduce himself to the newbies on his college dorm floor. We'll call him Jeff, because that was, in fact, his name. Little did he know, as he knocked on an unwitting young co-ed's door, he was about to be figuratively knocked off of his flimsy polyester hooves. Inside that room sat a popcorn-eating girl we'll call Catherine, because that also was, in fact, her name. She hobbled to the door because she was donning a cast on her leg after breaking her ankle wakeboarding. After their introduction and discovery that Jeff also loved wakeboarding, their connection began. Jeff walked away thinking about the girl in the pink cast, and Catherine crutched away, thinking about the size of Jeff's fake udders. The two remained friends and practical jokers throughout that school year, and didn't begin dating until its end, when a wakeboarding trip to Lake Nacimiento sealed their fate. Jeff inspired Catherine with his boating skills, and Catherine impressed Jeff with her fast metabolism and impeccable pizza-eating abilities. Shortly thereafter, Catherine started working with Jeff at Lake Berryessa for the summer, and then Catherine left for a year abroad in Spain, and they decided to end it. Fret not, dear reader. Things turned out fine. The couple stayed in contact and picked up right where they left off upon Catherine's return. The years to follow, they graduated and moved around a bit, finally settling down in San Jose, California, to start their careers. It was also during this time that Jeff and Catherine realized that the job market was the equivalent of a cat. So they got together with 2 of their friends and founded their first business. The challenges and successes of owning a business brought Jeff and Catherine even closer together. Mutual respect and admiration, paired with hard work and a good sense of humor, proved to be their keys to success in both their professional and personal relationship. Over the years, the couple experienced many ups and downs: the death of a parent, the purchase of their first home, the heartbreak of infertility, a second business venture focused on personal passions and massive dreams. Much fun was had and many lessons were learned as they transitioned from college party animals to functioning adults, always eager to live fully and enjoy the journey. And now, back to May of 2020 and writing in the first person. When I was writing this, I spent some time reflecting on the last 15 years, and I was filled with such immense gratitude for all of the experiences that we've shared. I appreciate the good times just as much as challenging, because those were the moments that led us to grow the most. It's no secret that I wholeheartedly believe that gratitude and growth are the keys to a joyful life. Sometimes that growth comes in ways that we try to resist because it presents itself through shitty situations that suck. My goal, as I learn my way through life in this long relationship, is to reduce the time it takes for me to truly appreciate the challenges, allowing myself to see the beauty in each moment before it's too late. I don't want to wait until I'm a crusty geezer in a rocking chair to look back on my life and finally see why the hardships were actually incredible gifts from the life that I didn't think I wanted, yet desperately needed. Throughout our relationship, Jeff has taught me so much. I'm not just talking about how to code or how to do a back roll on a wakeboard. But as cheesy as it sounds, he taught me how to love. He taught me how to love in a way that I was always lacking. He led me to realize that there are strength and beauty in vulnerability. Because when a person truly removes the walls that they've held up so tightly and loves with 100% intention, It transforms. I'm eternally grateful for his patience and that he set the example. It made me a better person. My matrimonial mission for the years to come is simple: growth, gratitude, and wholehearted love. This will require an insane amount of resilience, compassion, and humor because, as we learn, we are guaranteed to stumble and fall. There will be fits. There will be hurt and anger. But there will also be the undeniable magic of two people showing up as authentically as they can and participating full out. As long as we continue to get back up and try again, we'll be able to take on life together and have a good time. You just listened to the post titled Once Upon a Time by Kat Medina of katmedina.com. And a big thank you to Kat for her contributions, as always. It's a real pleasure to read from her again. Such a good analogy about being a crusty old geezer and waiting until then to reflect on life's lessons. No, we do not want that. She's right. Why wait? You know, it's a simple but powerful thought, and I'm not sure it needs to be anything else. Take this great story of love and presence as a reminder, if nothing else, you know, a reminder to look back and reflect now and learn now and be appreciative now. As Kat promises, it is going to happen when we're older. But the difference is that we won't have as much time to put the lessons to use, nor can we learn as much in our own wakes, if that makes sense. So jump ahead, live in gratitude now, and create more for yourself while you have more time to do so than you ever will. A little scary, right? Hopefully scary in a motivating way. I'll leave you to that, everybody. I'm wishing you all of the best, and of course, very thankful that you've made the time to be here and listen today. Have a fantastic rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow for more content. That's where your optimal life awaits.